If you think there's only one way to pay for health care, maybe it's time to think outside the box of health insurance. Hi, I'm Rob West. Health insurance, of course, is a great thing to have, but is it necessarily the best way to pay for your health care costs? Lauren Gydeck joins us today to talk about medical cost sharing and how it just might be a better way to go. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, I've said this before, but it certainly bears repeating. If you want to know about an innovative way to cover healthcare expenses, you never want to miss it when Lauren Gydeck is here. Lauren is the Vice President of Communications and Radio at Christian Healthcare Ministries and underwriter of this program. And Lauren, it's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me back.
Lauren, you hear from many folks who are looking for something different from what traditional health insurance typically provides. What exactly are they looking for?
Sure. Well, the things we hear the most is, you know, people are looking for flexibility and freedom to choose their healthcare providers. You know, they want to go get treatment with the ones that they know and trust. We also hear that people want a solution for their healthcare that really aligns with their Christian values. And that can be difficult to find in today's world. And then, of course, we also hear, you know, folks who are looking for that all-important lower cost.
Yeah, no question about that. And I'm thrilled that CHM meets all of those needs, the freedom and flexibility to choose your providers, faith-aligned solutions, as well as the lower cost. Let's talk about the providers for a moment. Why aren't CHM members limited to a certain network?
Yes, it's our philosophy that, you know, people should have a choice, you know, where they want to go to seek treatment. And if you think about it, a lot of the time, you might be in an emergency situation and, you know, the last thing you want to have to deal with is trying to figure out if the doctor or if you're on vacation, if the hospital in your area is in your network. So, and we do actually come alongside our members and help them. If they're going to have a surgical procedure, we can help them select a provider. And that does lead to significant cost savings for both CHM and the member. But at the end of the day, it's always their choice where to get their treatment.
That's helpful. How does medical cost sharing, Lauren, allow members then to make more of their healthcare decisions?
Well, the decision is made by the doctor and the patient. So there's no pre-approvals like what you might see with an insurance company. You know, as long as the treatment falls within the CHM guidelines, then it's eligible for sharing through CHM.
Okay. And how is a medical cost sharing organization like Christian Healthcare Ministries able to meet the needs of its members for what is typically far less than traditional health insurance?
Yeah, I'd say there's a couple of different things. So it's the way our patients act and also what our staff does kind of behind the scenes. So our members can ask for and receive self-pay discounts, which greatly lowers the cost of medical care because CHM is not an insurance company. We're a nonprofit ministry. And then also our staff is working to build relationships with providers. And, you know, because we have a long history of over 40 years and a lot of members at CHM, we're able to build those relationships and make arrangements with providers kind of on the back end of things.
Yeah. How important is it, Lauren, that CHM is wholly a Christian organization with staff and members all sharing one another's burdens?
We like to say at CHM that there are no sacred cows except for one, and that is we are a ministry, first and foremost. So, and that's reflected in our mission statement. You know, our mission is to glorify God, to show Christian love, and to experience God's presence as Christians share each other's medical bills. So that's the main thing is our biblical foundation.
Well, that's so helpful. And Lauren, we always appreciate your insights. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Folks, there is no question that CHM is an innovative way for believers to pay for their medical bills. And if you want to learn more about medical cost sharing, just go to chministries.org/faithvine. That's chministries.org/faithvine. All right, your calls are next. The number, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and this is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word.
Guilt by association. It's unfair, but it's a reality in our world. Sometimes people assume you're guilty just because of your proximity to someone who is. Guilty by association. But what about glory by association? If you belong to Jesus, that's what you have. The promise of His glory, one day to be fully realized in and through you. Romans 8 describes this when it says, "Our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." If this were not true, our present sufferings would feel hopeless. And if by chance that's how you're feeling today, could I encourage you? Lift up your eyes, look to Jesus, and believe that promise. Get more daily encouragement with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
Paying too much for health insurance? Frustrated by high deductibles and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high costs of healthcare. Take control over your healthcare costs with a program from CHM that could save you up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
The FDA did approve this particular over-the-counter drug for terminating early pregnancies. This is a policy that not only should be challenged, it was challenged. This is a study that's done, and this is the data, this is the science. You can always question that and say, well, who is funding this research? Are these geared toward a specific outcome? But that also begs the question, where is our funding on our side for better studies?
Jenna Ellis in the morning, weekdays at 7 Central on American Family Radio.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're ready to take your calls and questions here in just a moment. That number, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. You can call right now with any financial question, whatever you're thinking about in your financial life. We'd love to tackle it with you. Again, 800-525-7000. In the news today, imposter scams have taken a troubling new turn, affecting investors seeking financial advice online. Traditionally, these scams involved criminals posing as government agencies or well-known companies using emails, texts, phone calls to trick victims into giving up money or personal information. However, scammers are now shifting their focus to WhatsApp or similar platforms, and they're posing as trusted financial advisors. Here's how it works. Scammers set up a fake chat room, making them look like they're hosted by real and even sometimes well-known financial advisors. They do this by pulling legitimate information from these advisors' websites or social media profiles, giving the chat room an air of authenticity. And then to lure in unsuspecting investors, the crooks initially share mainstream financial advice and even market commentary, which builds trust and credibility. And then once users feel comfortable, the scammers try to rope them into various schemes. They may offer trading advice in digital currencies or other assets, or ask for fees in exchange for personalized financial services. No matter the offer, it's all a ploy to steal sensitive personal information and money. So investors need to remember a key point here, and that is legitimate financial advisors in the U.S. are regulated, I would say even highly regulated, and they're prohibited from using platforms like WhatsApp to give advice or promote their services or solicit clients. They also aren't allowed to use social media to provide specific investment advice. So as soon as you see that, just know anybody legitimate is not going to be doing that because it is not permitted. So if you're looking for financial advice, always ensure you're dealing with a registered and licensed professional through official channels. And if something feels off, it probably is. So trust your instincts here and avoid these new sophisticated imposter scams. I would also remind you that here at FaithFi, we encourage you to consider a certified Kingdom Advisor. These are the 1,600 and growing men and women across the U.S. and Canada that have attained the only industry designation in financial services for biblically wise financial advice. They've been through a 60-hour university certificate course, proctored exam, not to mention pastor and client references, a statement of faith, an ethics requirement, annual continuing education, a regulatory review, an experience requirement. It is a high bar, but that's the way it should be, right? And so if you're looking for one of these men or women that can apply God's word to the professional financial advice they're giving, just head to faithfi.com and click Find a Professional. That's faithfi.com. All right, we're ready to dive into your phone calls today. The calls are coming in, but we do have a few lines open. That number, 800-525-7000. Let's go to Pennsylvania. Hi, Sherry. You'll be first up. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I would like to ask you if you think it is financially good to take money out of our like our IRA account to offset and help to with buying for a house for us. We're looking at taking out maybe like 20,000 to 30,000. There's 148,896 in our IRAs and investment accounts. And in order for us to sell our house and buy a new one, because we previously, our house, we have about $100,000 left on the mortgage. So we're thinking we might need like 20 or 30 extra, depending on how much our house sells for, to go into an all one floor home. My husband needs, we are on two floors now, and my husband, it would be better for him if we were on one.
Yeah.
And my question basically is, what do you think about taking 20 to 30,000 out of that account, and what are the tax ramifications of that?
Yeah, and would that be, Sherry, just for the float to get you through from the purchase to making sure that your current home is sold and you get the proceeds, or is it a permanent withdrawal that you would apply to this new home purchase for some reason?
It probably would be permanent, because what we want to make sure of is that when we go into the next place, we go in mortgage free. We're looking at 50 and older communities, and a lot of times you have the fees that you have to pay there, and so we want to go in there mortgage free. You sometimes have like fees on your lot rent, you know, like a lot rent or something. So
yeah.
I would say it most likely would be permanent. Now, we have no idea how much our home's going to sell for, so if our home sells for way more than what we think and we can put it back in, we will certainly do that.
Yeah. Well, I would try to avoid pulling it out of that IRA. I mean, the tax implications are such that it's just going to be added to your taxable income. So it will be the same as if you earned it, you know, as W-2 income from your employer. The only difference might be is if that portion on top of your other income pushes some or all of it up into a higher tax bracket, it could be even higher in terms of the amount of tax you're paying than you're paying currently just on your base income. So that's a consideration. What age are you all right now?
We're like 67, 68. My husband's 68. And okay. Yeah. He's working part-time. I am kind of working part-time. Yeah. I had a job, but it kind of ended. But I still am on call for them.
Yeah, got it. Well, you're not going to have a penalty because you're over 59 and a half. So it's just pretty simple. Whatever you withdraw in the year you withdraw it is going to be added to your taxable income. So I think the question is, do you have to take it? I wouldn't take the withdrawal just to kind of float from the sale of one to the purchase of the other, because if you slip beyond 60 days, which is the time frame you have when you take it out to put it back in to avoid a taxable event, if it gets delayed or somebody pulls out of the contract, then 100% of that money would be taxable. So I would rather you either try to sync up the closings so that you're, you know, closing on one the same day you're closing on the purchase, and then you kind of, you know, use the money from proceeds from one to buy the other, or maybe you sell yours, but you work out a deal with the buyer where you rent it back for, you know, 60 days or something to give you time. You could sell it and, you know, move somewhere temporarily, you know, and put your things in storage. That's less than ideal, but I would just hate for you to pull a significant sum of money from the IRA just to get to closing on the purchase and then eventually find that 100% of that is taxable. And then it's no longer in the account working for you for the future. If you decided that in order to balance the budget after it's all said and done with the sale of the current home that you needed to pull money from the IRA, I'm okay with that, especially if it's just $30,000. You may want to spread it over two tax years. But I think at this point, the goal is to get that house sold, figure out how much you're going to get, and then time the purchase of the next one. Try to use as little as possible from the IRA. That would be my best advice. Thanks for calling, Sherry. Morgan, coming your way after the break.
Man, we have such a culture war against God's ways. I really wish I could make a more positive impact.
If that's you, you can. AFA President Tim Wildman invites you to join AFA Action Alerts. Sign up to receive two weekly emails with calls to action on foundational family, national, and Christian matters. Prayerfully sign up on the alerts page at afaaction.net. That's the alerts page on afaaction.net.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
AFA Action takes attacks on the family seriously. The enemies of the family constantly employ new tactics to try to sneak past our radar. They know if we stand together, their evil plans will fail. Your gift to AFA Action allows us to stay vigilant against their onslaught. And if you give this month, you'll receive access to the Cultural Institute video, When Your Faith is Illegal, by Frank Harbor on AFA Stream as our thanks. You can make your gift today at afaaction.net.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Here's Rob West of Faith and Finance, heard here daily on American Family Radio. We understand how important it is for Christians to leave a legacy that will impact generations to come. One way you can do that is through a charitable gift annuity from the AFA Foundation. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345. Or visit them online at afafoundation.net.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. We're taking your calls and questions today and your testimonies. Maybe God's been at work in your financial life. You've seen the evidence of His provision and faithfulness. You'd like to encourage others. Maybe you've applied some of the advice we've given here on the program. You'd like to share how that's worked out. Any and all of that is in play at 800-525-7000. Again, you can call right now with lines open, 800-525-7000. Let's go to North Carolina. Morgan, thanks for your patience. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Me and my husband actually were just recently have been talking about what we're going to do for our health care. We need something that covers pre-existing conditions. And I was wondering, do you guys have any recommendations on what we could go through or like what I could look into for it?
Yeah, very good. I would check with Christian Healthcare Ministries on that. They offer a couple of options for sharing medical bills related to pre-existing conditions. One would be what's called scheduled sharing, where essentially you can still receive sharing assistance, and sharing is just their term for how they cover the costs of medical expenses. You still receive that for pre-existing conditions on a tiered schedule. So it's up to $15,000 in the first year, $25,000 the second year, $50,000 by the third, and then after 3 years, the condition is no longer considered pre-existing. So that would be the main one. The other one is what's called CHM Give, which is where through the charitable giving of members, they're actually able to share through member donations. But you do need to have them understand what it is, because there's a difference between an active condition and a maintained condition. Active means there's, you know, ongoing signs, symptoms, and treatment. Maintained means it's been stable for 90 days without new treatment or testing, and medical expenses for these conditions, you know, really could be eligible for sharing. So they're going to need to understand exactly what it is, but there are options. So I would certainly check there, chministries.org. Do you all have access to, for traditional healthcare, an employer-sponsored plan?
We do, but it's a little bit higher than we are willing to pay for just the two of us right now. Because once we have our family, we know that's going to go up even higher.
Yeah, yeah, got it.
Yeah.
No, I get that. And the cost of healthcare has just kind of been through the roof as of late, and that's challenging with everything else more expensive now as well. You know, I think whether you're, you know, out on the marketplace, I mean, you could look at the, you know, the ACA marketplace plans. So insurance companies are prohibited from denying coverage, and so you could check that. You'd have to do that through the open enrollment period, which we're about to be in from November 1st to mid-January, and then you just go to healthcare.gov or your state's marketplace, and you could, you know, look for eligible plans and their costs. If the employer-sponsored health insurance is too expensive, then that is not an option. So I think then the third option would be looking at chministries.org and understanding whether you could use that program, which certainly would be more cost-effective, but whether or not you all, you know, could get the coverage that you need.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, you're very welcome. Thanks for your call today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Again, that's 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you today. You know, as we think about our opportunity to manage God's money, you know, there's a couple of big ideas that I think are really essential to understand when it comes to money management. And one of those is just this big idea of contentment that just kind of leaps off the page when we look at the Council of Scripture related to money. But what does that mean, really? And I think at the end of the day, contentment isn't found in acquiring more, which, by the way, is what the world will tell us. You can find satisfaction and security and enjoyment by just acquiring more stuff. Now, don't get me wrong. Having some nice things that you enjoy and take care of is fine. But it's not going to ultimately satisfy our longing for abundance and fulfillment and security. Ultimately, contentment is found not in acquiring more, but in the person and the work of Jesus, finding our identity in him, and then understanding that now once our identity is in him, we don't find our identity in money or the things of this world. Money now becomes a tool to accomplish God's purposes. Contentment. Think about what it truly is, and perhaps pray and meditate on that throughout the day today, especially if you're feeling anxious about your financial life. All right, let's head back to the phones, 800-525-7000 to Kentucky. Elijah, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Rob. I made 73 January of this year, and according to my bank, I'm supposed to take one RMD withdrawal this year and one next year before April 1st. Is that accurate, Rob?
Yeah, so your RMD, so you said when did you turn 73?
January of this year.
Okay. So if you reach the age where you have to start taking required minimum distributions, which you're right, typically 73, that's under the current rules, you're required to take your first RMD by April 1st of the year after you turn 73. So, you know, that would be next April, if this was the year. So if this is your first RMD year, you'd need to take one distribution by April 1st of the following year. Is that what you're understanding?
No, sir. They told me I have to take one this year by the end of this December, and one next year before April 1st.
I see. Okay. Yeah. So you have to, I would take a look at that. That may be right. You know, the rules are, it seems like they're constantly changing. Keep in mind, if you do end up taking those two distributions close together, that could impact your taxable income. But let me double check that, and I'll weigh in on this in the next segment, because I want to make sure we get that right. What was the date in which you turned 73 of this year?
I turned 73 January of this year on the 20th.
January 20th of 24. All right, let me just double check that, make sure we get that right, and I'll bring this back up right after the break. Thanks for your call, Elijah. We'll be right back.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
As a nurse, I primarily work with children who are abused and exploited in trafficking, and I frequently see very unfair situations. We must talk about the issue of abuse. We can't base our actions on fear. We have to be faith-informed in what we do.
The Dr. Nurse Mama Show. For more from Dr. Jessica Peck, tune in at 2 p.m. Central on American Family Radio or on the podcast page at AFR.net.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
God has entrusted his finances to you.
And we at FaithFi have designed our FaithFi app to help you live, give, owe, and grow with that perspective. Our FaithFi app is the leading biblically-based finance app. You can manage your money, get top biblical financial resources, and interact with a community of like-minded believers, where you can ask questions, get answers, and share what you're learning. Go to faithfi.com and click the word app to get started.
Do you want to prepare for God's calling on your life to ministry? Many people have a sense that God is calling them to ministry, but they don't know the next step to take. Here's a step that may be for you. Wesley Biblical Seminary offers a new Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry that's entirely online, and it will prepare you for whatever ministry God calls you to next. We want to equip you with knowledge and tools you need to confidently fulfill the calling that God has put on your life. Learn more at wbs.edu. That's wbs.edu.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. We've got time for more questions today. Something going on in your financial life you want to talk about? Give us a call. We'll help you process it through the lens of Scripture, but help you make a practical decision, whether it's your lifestyle and your spending plan, reining in your spending, balancing that budget. Maybe it's investing for the future, given all the uncertainty. How do you save effectively, build up that emergency fund, pay off debt, improve that credit score? Whatever it is, call right now, 800-525-7000. We've got a few lines open. Before the break, we were talking to Elijah, and I just wanted to double check because a lot of times, these things get confusing. But here's the reality. With regard to RMDs, based on what's on the current rules and regs right now, if you turn 73 in January of 2024, which was Elijah's case, his birthday is January the 20th, then your required minimum distribution from your retirement account, so we're talking IRA, 401k, other qualified retirement plan, has to be taken by April 1st of the following year. So that'd be by April 1st, 2025. And then the 2025 RMD would have to be taken by December 31st of the same year. So the only downside to that, Elijah, even though you're allowed to do it, is you're actually going to have two RMDs in one tax year, 2025. So even though you can wait until April 1st, 25 to take your 2024 RMD because it's year one and that's the only time you can do that, most people will say, let's go ahead and take it by December 31st of 2024. And that way you're spreading it out over two tax years. You get the first RMD in the first tax year and you get the second RMD and everyone after in the year that you're supposed to take it. So there's a difference between what you're required to do and what may make more sense from a tax standpoint. And again, always check with your CPA just to make sure we're not missing something based on your situation. But the way I read the law is that if you turn 73 January of 24, you have until April 1st, 2025 to take your 24 RMD, and then you would have to take another RMD in the same year by December 31st of next year. So anyway, hopefully that clears it up. I know this can be challenging. Hey, don't forget too, folks, if you do have a required minimum distribution, always important to think about a qualified charitable distribution. So if this is a new term for you, the only way to get money out of an IRA and it not be added to your taxable income is by giving it straight to charity or your church or ministry or American Family Association. The benefit of that is it goes straight to the ministry. The ministry gets 100% of the money. You satisfy your required minimum, and it doesn't get added to your taxable income. And that's the only way to get it out.
without it being added to your taxable income. And for 2024, you could do as much as $105,000 to a ministry or charity of your choice. You can also, and this is new, you can do up to $50,000 of that through a qualified charitable distribution into a charitable gift annuity. And so that could be another opportunity for you as well to get, income for life, a partial, in this case, you'd get income for life, and the remainder amount at your death would go to the ministry, like, again, American Family Association. So really important to think about this great opportunity while it lasts. It may not last forever. I could see, depending on kind of what happens with this next election, I could see some of these options going away. So make sure you take advantage of that right now while you can, between now and the end of the year. Qualified charitable distribution, money out of your IRA, straight to a ministry, without it being added to your taxable income. It's a great opportunity. All right, back to the phones we go. 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's go to Ohio. Hi, Nita. Go ahead.
Hi, I am on my car phone, so she told me to turn my volume down, but can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly, and I don't hear your radio, so you're all set.
All right, great. Thank you. I am 65 years old. I have a Jackson fund that I've had about 10 years, so it has matured to the point where I need to take $2,100 a month out of it. I've been doing that since June. I put $900 of that back into a pretty good growth fund investment to save some of it back. But I'm using that extra $1,100 to have fun with my kids and my grandkids, help them pay for Christian school, sports. And my question was whether, I kind of feel like I'm giving some of my kids' inheritance to them now by doing it this way.
Yeah.
Should I be putting all $2,100 back in to grow and let it have it later in life? They're still going to have money there later. So right now, I'm really enjoying this money with them.
Yeah. Well, here's what one of my mentors, Ron Blue, says. He says, do your giving while you're living so you're knowing where it's going. And I kind of love this idea. I mean, you're taking a part of it and redirecting it into continuing to build your long-term savings and your net worth, which, as you said, will ultimately be given away to either heirs or ministry. And you're taking a part of it and using it to enjoy. And remember, money is a tool to accomplish God's purposes. So that means we should give it away. That means we should use it to provide. That also means we should use it to enjoy. And I can't think of a better thing than for you to help your kids get a Christian education, for you to, take them on trips and do fun things and spoil them from time to time. I mean, that sounds fabulous to me. From a pure financial planning standpoint, you're going to get this $2,100 for the rest of your life. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. And that fund is still growing. I mean, it's not going down.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so great. And what other assets do you have, right now?
My house, my car, and about $800,000 in investments.
Okay. And are you living off of the $800,000 or is that just growing?
No, I have my pension, I have Social Security, and I still work part-time. So I get, with this $2,000, I have about an $8,000 a month income.
And that's without touching any of the $800K?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, that's incredible, Nita. So I think even where you're at is to consider just what is your financial finish line. I mean, I would even question, and I'm not saying you just kind of spend frivolously by any means. I mean, you're a steward of God's resources. We need to be faithful in managing that. That means we start with our values and our priorities. Where is God leading me? How can I be the best manager of these resources? And I don't think that means just continuing to increase your lifestyle, and I'm not hearing that from you. But I do think there's an opportunity when we get to this season of life where, you have plenty of resources coming in. Now, you may not be able to work forever, but between your pension and the $2,100 a month and Social Security, you're probably in a situation where you could essentially say, okay, I can draw a financial finish line at X
And then beyond that, you know, I'm able to accelerate my giving. Perhaps, you know, you take the full 2100 and use it in the same way you are now to bless your family and help offset, you know, additional expenses for Christian school. But I think at the very least, just continue on exactly what you're doing. I love it. But I would even say, perhaps with the counsel of an advisor, you might even be able to look at this again and just say, you know, is there a finish line that allows me to do even more so long as it's aligned with your values and priorities? Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. And in the meantime, God hasn't brought me my blue Corvette yet, so I guess that's not in the plan. That was the wonderful thing in life since I was 12 years old that I've wanted.
I love it. I love it. Thanks for your call. God bless you. We'll be right back.
Fostering and adoption is not a Band-Aid for infertility.
Nope,
like, it is a calling, and God can change the desire of your heart and make that so rewarding. It's the most beautiful, selfless thing. It's pure religion, but it's not a fix to I desire biological child. God has to deal with that in your heart separately.
Hannah's Heart, encouraging couples through infertility and miscarriage. Saturdays, 4 a.m. Central on AFR or on the AFR app.
To all of our friends on American Family Radio, this is Michael Brown, thrilled to announce to you that we have a brand new 30-minute daily equipping broadcast that will light a fresh fire in your life and will infuse you with faith and truth and courage to help you stand strong in the Lord. It's coming your way, 12:30 every single night, 5 days a week. Don't miss a single broadcast on the Line of Fire. I believe your life will be changed.
Are you looking for a financial professional who aligns with your biblical values? Certified Kingdom Advisors are trusted financial, legal, or accounting professionals who have completed a rigorous certification program to ensure they provide biblically wise financial advice as part of their practice. You can find a local CKA professional in your area by going to faithfi.com and clicking Find a CKA.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly 3 decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. This is our final segment today. That means your last opportunity to get in with your questions today in your financial life. What are you thinking about? Living, giving, owing, or growing God's money? Call right now, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Hey, here's some encouragement from our new 21-day devotion called Look at the Sparrows. It's a devotional on financial fear and anxiety. And I love day 10. It just simply says, do not be anxious. Let me read you Matthew 6:25. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? You know, anxiety is a universal human condition, the fear that things won't go well. We watch the elections and our bank accounts and our investment portfolios, and we can do that with great anxiety if we're not careful. You know, if we knew the outcomes beforehand, we wouldn't be anxious. But in an effort to control our circumstances, we worry about uncertain outcomes as if we're putting an emotional down payment on something that may never happen. Listen to what the late Billy Graham once said. He said, some people spend so much time worrying about what might happen that they never enjoy what is happening now. Today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday. Think about that. Let me say it again. Today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday. You see, Jesus' command in Matthew 6:25 to refrain from anxiety goes beyond urging people just to remain calm. Rather, it reveals the very foundation of our security. It requires that our security not lie in our wealth or our planning, but in our abiding relationship with Him.
It reassures us that God is completely in control of all circumstances. But to overcome anxiety, here's what has to happen. We have to grow in faith. To have faith, we have to not try harder, but surrender more. You see, whether it's the big decisions of life or those daily needs, all of it can be placed in God's hands. And if that seems scary or even impossible, it may stem from the fact that we can't trust someone we don't know. You would never give your bank credentials to a stranger because you don't know them and you can't trust them. And similarly, you can't trust God if you don't know Him personally and intimately. So as you grow in your relationship with Him through prayer and the reading of His Word and fellowship with the body of Christ, you can begin to trust Him to meet your needs for today and tomorrow. And that's our hope and prayer for you, is that you would get to a place where you have complete trust in the Lord. One of the sections in these daily devotionals, and remember I'm in day 10 here, do not be anxious, is after you read the devotion and meditate on God's Word, we ask you to pause and then to pray and then to ponder and even memorize a passage of Scripture. And for day 10, the pause exercise is to recite the famous Serenity Prayer, thought to be written by Dr. Niebuhr. But listen to this. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. You know, I hope that's an encouragement to you today in the midst of all of the swirling concern and fear and even anxiety, that we would place our trust ultimately in our provider and sustainer, Jesus, the one who paid the penalty for everything for us on our behalf on the cross, and God who is ultimately provider and creator of everything. Listen, folks, if you'd like to be encouraged, perhaps you find yourself having some fear and anxiety in your financial life, this may be just the resource for you. I think over the next 3 weeks, if you would commit to working through it each day, it really may be a game changer as you think about this area of your life and surrender everything to the Lord who wants to take it from you. His yoke is easy. And you can do that when you head to our website, faithfi.com. And a gift of $25 or more would allow us to send you a copy of Look at the Sparrows. And so head there right now, faithfi.com, and just click give. All right, let's head back to the phones as we round out the broadcast today. We'll go to Texas and welcome Martin. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
So, I'm not typically what you deal with, but here's my situation. I'm married. We're 50 years old. I work full time. My wife works on the side. We have 3.5 acres. We have a double wide manufactured home. I pay a 9.4 interest rate on that. One of my main concerns is, could I make changes to make it where it's not a mobile home? Where do I get the funds to do that, to make upgrades on my house, to raise the value on it, get possibly a lower interest rate, different mortgage? Yeah. We don't have savings. Our vehicles are paid for. We live check week by week. So.
Gotcha. Yes, sir. Well, a couple of thoughts here. I think the first one is, I'd love for you to start working toward, before you do anything, an emergency fund, just because, you know, we know the unexpected is guaranteed. I mean, it will happen, and we want you not to have to fall back on credit cards when that happens, or some other means. And so, you know, I realize it's easier said than done, but I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to require finding ways to dial back lifestyle spending, you know, even where you could take $25 or $50 a month and just get an automatic transfer, going to a separate savings account so you can start building something up. Start with a small goal of saving $500 to $1,000 in an easily accessible account. This is going to give you the cushion for those unexpected expenses. I think second, track your spending. See where your money's going each month, you know, whether it's our app or a paper and pen process. I think it's really important just to have a good understanding of everywhere your money is finding its way to and just looking for any opportunity to cut back. You know, since you, you know, have that $1,300 monthly payment right now, what is that covering? What is that for? Is there a mortgage on the double wide?
Yes, there's it's mortgage, insurance, escrow. That's okay. Total payment.
Yeah, got it. And I know you said you're living kind of right up to the edge. I mean, the only way really for you to, you know, enhance that. And by the way, what is your current interest rate?
9.4.
Okay. Yeah. So you could do better than that now, depending on what your income situation looks like. Sounds like you don't have much debt, so that's good. Do you happen to know what your credit score is?
Oh, it's way down again. I'll get it back. I'll get it up and then make one mistake and it just falls.
Yeah.
I'm probably around a 500 right now.
Okay. Yeah, so I think the thing for you to do at this point would be to start working on that emergency fund. Again, even if you can just make a little progress each month, make sure you're always on time to the best of your ability because the most recent information impacts you the most. So, you know, a late payment today is going to can really pull that score down quite a bit. But it, obviously, as you've seen this work, it will build it back up. And the timing may just work out that as you build that score up over the next year, you could take advantage of some much better interest rates. Because with you being north of 9, I mean, I think we're probably going to be in the low 6s next year. Now, that assumes you have a credit score, you know, over 700, and you may or may not be able to get there. But, you know, as long as you can save a couple of points in interest and you plan to stay for a while, then you should be able to refinance it and cut that down, and you could, you know, get a little bit more money out to do some renovations and repairs. But I think the key would be to do that as a part of a refinance that makes sense, where you can save enough on the interest to justify the expenses associated with that new mortgage, and make sure that if to the extent you're adding any debt to it, that you really count the cost, because with you, you know, living paycheck to paycheck right now, it doesn't sound like there's a whole lot of room to have a larger monthly payment. And even though the lower interest rate will help some, it's not going to help a whole lot, you know, with an amortized mortgage. So I think your next step is let's start slowly working on that emergency fund. Let's really dial into the spending plan, look for every opportunity to cut back. And then thirdly, just work on being an on-time payer every month so that hopefully as your credit score improves, you can take advantage of some lower interest rates to get that down, but also potentially, assuming the budget can handle it, potentially adding a little bit on top of it that you could use for renovations at that time, which is probably at least a year from now. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir, it does.
Okay, very good. Go ahead.
Let's see, one other question. I mentioned I don't have any investments. My company does offer a 401k. I believe they match dollar for dollar. Would that be something I should look into?
I would, but I'd get up to, you know, $1,000, $1,500 in your emergency fund before you did it. But yeah, once you have that emergency fund, that's free money. And you're not going to get 100% return on your money anywhere else. So you want to take full advantage of that if you have the opportunity. So I love the idea of you participating in that plan, especially with that dollar for dollar match. That's going to be something that could really help you build something that you could then rely on down the road when you're not working or unable to, that could create an additional income stream. Because keep in mind, Social Security, to the extent you're eligible for it, is only intended to cover 40% of your pre-retirement income, and most people live on 70 to 80%. So that's where getting that retirement savings through the 401k is going to be key. Martin, bless you, bud. Thanks for calling today. Folks, that's going to do it for us. Big thanks to my team today, Devin, Taylor, Sandy, Pat, couldn't do it without them, and everybody here at FaithFi. Enjoy the rest of your day, and come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.